News Hour right here, Illuminated Radio. I'm your host, I'm your pastor, Mr. Michael Smith, and my co-host is Brother Lameek Israel. If you are new to this channel, please hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so you'll be notified when we drop this juicy news. And if you're enjoying this content, then make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to sow your seed into this ministry, you want to donate to this ministry, you're welcome to do that also. The Cash App is $
Lameek 23, capital L-A-M-I-C-K, 23. That's Lameek 23.
Okay, and the donation links will be in the description box after this show is rebroadcasted. All right, so we have a rapper dead. I think this rapper's dead, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
Blue Kobe, something. Go ahead.
Alrighty. This is coming from Complex.com. Rapper Blue Benji Kobe killed in Louisiana just weeks after signing record deal.
Just weeks after? He just signed his record deal and he's dead.
Already.
Who did he sign to? Well, I guess it'll explain that in the report.
We got bubbling Louisiana rapper Blue Benji Kobe was shot and killed on Sunday, December 6th. According to Shreveport, Louisiana reporter Timmy Lane, the 24-year-old born Jacoby Kente, where was shot multiple times at 2 p.m. There's a Twitter post from that reporter on, per the local CBS affiliate, the shooting took place in front of a tobacco shop. Two people were reportedly arguing when the car pulled up and opened fire, striking a rapper and another person. Blue Benji Kobe was then taken to Ashner Health Hospital, where he fell victim to his wounds. Blue Benji Kobe's murder comes less than 2 weeks after he inked his first major label record deal with Cinematic Music Group.
That's a new label. I never heard of that label before. Wonder who they linked with.
The timing of Kobe's demise led his manager, Will Cowley, to eloganize him on Instagram.
Well, you know, his music is going to be selling, because you best believe if the label sacrificed this boy, kind of like the label sacrificed that other boy, that died over there, that Bay Area rapper. I forgot that Bay Area rapper whose record label was, I forgot what it was, but it was a Bay Area rapper just not too long ago, got shot and killed, you know what I'm saying, on a highway. That rapper was sacrificed for his label. So this rapper sacrificed for his label. I wonder if this rapper signed, when he got signed, he also signed a whole lot of music that he already recorded. Because, you know, 24 years old, you worth dead, you worth more dead than you are alive. You will sell more dead than you do alive. Go ahead, Brother Israel.
It says here, I'm going to read this post.
Mm-hmm.
he had passed. The person that this that posted this is Lil Cali Musiki or something like that. Says, damn bro, less than 2 weeks ago, we went to New York City to sign your first major label record deal. When we left the office, I told you when you get back home, be careful because you at one at that point in your career when BS always seems to happen right when you're about to take off. So lay low and be careful. It's about to be up. Now today happened. I want to thank Hovain and Johnny Shipes of Cinematic Music Group for believing in you and giving us the opportunity to do what you always wanted to do, and that was show your talent to the world. Big shout out also to my family at Sony Music, The Orchard, who also had a record deal offer in for Kobe. This one here got me effed up. I'm happy to have spent those few days with you in New York with big fella, Azeal Official. We chopped it up all day and night about how we was about to kill the industry, and trust me, bro, we were about to do it. Your grind had finally paid off. Can't believe this. My condolences to your family and your kids, little bro. I wish this was a dream. Rest easy.
Oh, man. So, okay. Brother Israel, just check and see if the comments are on. I'm trying to figure out if these comments are on or not.
Checking
this soon. 1 second. And you know the guy said, oh, let me see. None here. Okay. I hope the comments are on. Are they on?
They are on.
Okay. I'm just making sure the comments are on. All right.
Yeah.
Say it again.
They're on.
Okay. All right. Just making sure because last time we was having a problem with the comments. All right. Yeah. So he said, you need to be careful when you go back to Shreveport, Louisiana, because you know what I'm saying, is it gonna be on now?
Yeah.
It's a damn shame. This boy didn't even get a chance to live out his dream being signed before the label. The label just signed him to kill him. Kinda like what Birdman did. You know, a lot of artists that did not really make any music being signed to Birdman took him out.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much survival of the fittest with him.
Yeah, you know. But that's it for this one?
Let me see, I think what they have at the bottom is just a rewrite. Yeah, that's it for that one.
Okay, people, make sure you hit that like button as you come in here. Make sure you hit that like button. If you're new here, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell so you can be notified every time we drop this juicy news. This is just breaking news. Shreveport, a Louisiana rapper, dead at the age of 24, which is a ritual sacrifice for his label. You know what I'm saying? What I want to know is, when he signed the deal, did he sign over the music that he recorded over to the label? Because if he did, the label's getting all of his streamings. But anyway.
I mean, the way that guy was speaking in that Twitter, I wasn't reading it, you know, like just to read it. I was reading it. I was sort of getting at the friend was in on it, and he sort of knew that it was gonna happen, and either that friend has is going to be using that music, or that record label is going to be using that music.
Yeah. Either or, you know what I'm saying? Either the record label is going to be using more music regardless. You know what I'm saying? His friend seemed like his friend got something, knew something, but just didn't tell him. But that's sad anyway. Anyway, this is news, people. I want to thank you all for tuning in, logging on to another episode of Illuminati News Hour right here on Illuminati Radio. I'm your host. I'm your pastor, Mr. Michael Smith. My co-host is Brother Lameek Israel. If you're new to this channel, please hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell so you'll be notified when we drop the juicy news. Also, hit that like button. And if you have a question or comment before we leave, you can put your question or comments down below. We'll try to answer them accordingly. So we'll give you a minute to put your questions or comments down below before we get out of here. If you want to sow your seed into or donate to this ministry, you're welcome to do so. The Cash App is $
Lameek23, capital LAMICK
23. Okay, and also if you have a special report that you want us to do on a celebrity that you want us to expose, you can have that done for a small donation of $5. That donation link or the donation, the Cash App is $
Lameek23, capital LAMICK 23.
And after this show is finished rebroadcasting, once the show is over, when it rebroadcasts, we're going to have the links in the description box below. Brother Israel, let's see if there's anybody got any questions or comments. If they don't got no questions or comments, we get up out of here.
Not really questions or comments, but we have someone, Lonnie's Carrot. Says yes. I'm not sure pertaining to what.
Okay. Lonnie Terrace, amen. How you bless you, Lonnie Terrace. Yes, this boy was a sacrifice. So you said yes correctly. All right. That's going to wrap it up for this show. Till next time, stay tuned. God bless you all.